What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a couple more phone calls here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, when you talk about these, when we talk about these robots and stuff like that, especially when it starts to get autonomous and artificial intelligence, this is why these leaders, the United States and Russia and other advanced countries, should sit down and stop this. Because not only is it a threat to the nuclear war, well, it could be triggered off anyway, but I'm sure you saw the Terminator movies, right? Yeah, I know you have something to do with Hollywood and everything anyway.
Yes. And, I didn't work on those movies, but I'm very familiar with them.
Okay. Now, you know, I know people think it's silly, but I believe that Cameron made those movies for a reason. And the possibility is that these robots get too intelligent, too autonomous, and may at some time point turn against us, especially when we put in a nuclear. The whole thing about the original Terminator is that there was a nuclear war started by the machines themselves. They triggered off the nuclear confrontation in the United States and Russia. And this
yes.
happened. People don't understand it. We're fooling around with technology we don't really understand. I don't know where this technology even comes from. You know, I don't know if you believe in Roswell. You believe that ship landed in Roswell or not? I tend to believe it. I mean, there's a lot of proof about it. I mean, when you look at some of these shows on the History Channel and all that, and I've even done some reading on it. It seems almost certain that some kind of an alien spaceship landed, and they may have.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that. My understanding of what happened at Roswell. Was that the United States was flying a series of very high-altitude balloons carrying very thin sheets of aluminum to pick up upper atmospheric particles, trying to analyze Russia's nuclear tests by just waiting for the fallout to blow to our side of the planet. I forget the name of the project, but one of the balloons came down on that ranch, and rather than admit they were snooping on the Russians, somebody said, well, we recovered a crashed UFO, and of course it went crazy, and then it came back and said, no, it wasn't a UFO, and it spawned this whole cottage industry. One of the ways that we know there has not been an outside introduction of technology is there's no great leap forward. If you look at any technology, you can look at its family tree, its heritage, where it came from, tracing it all the way back. And obviously, if somebody were to come in with some new amazing technology and it were introduced, there wouldn't be a precedent for it. You couldn't look back and say, oh, this came from something else. And we don't see any of those. So
you don't think these mini computers don't show some kind of a, you know, technology that just jumped forward out of nowhere?
No, actually, most of the mini computers technology was developed during the Apollo Moon Project.
But that was after Roswell. I'm talking about since 1947.
Okay. All right, Mark. We've agreed to disagree on this particular issue, I've given you my reply on that, so thank you very much.
What about the other thing? About the autonomous robot. Possibility that they could actually act in their own and possibly, try to take over and even cause a nuclear...
Certainly possible. Could be a damaged circuit, could be bad programming. What they're discovering now with the first ventures into artificial intelligence is they're getting some very unexpected behavior. And the AIs are developing personalities and behavior that were certainly not intended by the designers. There's definitely a real danger there. I think one of the reasons our global economy is in such trouble is that too much of the economic financial decisions are being made on this giant global computer network that has only one instinct: acquire more wealth, and it's very destabilizing to the economy as a whole.
I think the very idea of having the driverless cars, I think that's, if nothing else, that's extremely dangerous. And in other ways, it takes away people's ability to, you know, to think and move and do anything else on their own, you know? It's just taking things too far.
Did you ever see the animated movie WALL-E about the little trash-picking up robot? And he gets onto that giant spaceship where all of Earth's surviving population is, and after generation of just being taken care of and served by robots, they're just these blobs of protoplasm that don't even stand up anymore. And that's a very real possible trend. If you reach a point where human labor is no longer necessary, what happens to the humans is a very important question. But as far as the AIs are concerned, there's a real danger there. And looking at the recklessness with which other advanced technologies like GMO are rushed onto the marketplace without really being sure they're going to be safe, it's going to be a problem. And it's rather interesting. William Gibson, in his book Neuromancer, and I think the follow-on one, Burning Chrome, really goes into the dangers of AIs. And he basically wrote about a society that realized they needed the AIs, but they never trusted them, and there was a special police force that would always keep an eye on them to make sure they weren't doing something they weren't supposed to do.
Well, yeah, even had that movie recently, Chappie. We had it actually took place in South Africa. We had the robot police force, and they still had to be controlled by humans. But then one of the robots developed his own intelligence and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason these Hollywood producers are putting this stuff out. I think they know something that we don't know.
No, it's just prognostication. Anybody who's involved in computers can look ahead and see where it's all going based on past trends. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to let you go. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take another phone call from Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I wish I've got an echo here. I guess you can hear me okay.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yep. Kept it on. I'm sorry. Yes. Thank you. Okay. I wish people could think in terms of, and this is naturally has to come from a little woman here, but nevertheless, imploding the system instead of exploding it. Think of it collapsing on itself, because if you see the movie Gandhi, see the 1982 movie Gandhi with Ben Kingsley,
the second hour of
the movie where people are just peacefully protesting, but they're standing up to the government and the system, and see what happens to them. This will herald in martial law faster than anything. You've already talked about it. There's ways you can implode the system. There's a reason there's so much war and cops and crime and punishment and all that stuff on TV. No weather channels on any of the networks anymore, just all, crime stuff. They want to generate this so they can come in and see that movie, see what happens to men, women, and children when they try to stand up to a really corrupt, desperate system. But there are ways of imploding it, let it collapse in on itself, like the getting out of debt and stuff like that. I hate this mindset, like it's going to work. It'll bring in martial law, you know. It'll be beyond what the police want to deal with. Don't you think?
Again, we know that tyrannical regimes are very brutal with their captive populations. There was certainly the Amritsar massacre that happened while Gandhi was trying to break India free of British rule. But again, the way he dealt with it, where the people just walked up and they got beat up and they didn't fight back, in the media, it did turn public opinion against Great Britain. Today, with the controlled media, that probably isn't going to work, because our media only shows us what the government wants us to see.
Okay. Well, all right. So do you think taking guns to the streets and fighting against this government we have going here is going to be the answer? I'm
trying to avoid it. I'm trying to figure out a way that we can get this country back on track to being a republic without civil war or revolution in the streets, because the wrong people get killed in those things. Again, as I said the other day, I've run out of ideas. And it gets all the way back to that quote from President John F. Kennedy: those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And it's sounding to me like we're there. Well, exactly.
Martial law. I want to avoid it. You know, I want to be able to go into town when I want to go to the grocery store and stuff. I don't want to have to pass checkpoints. Just think in terms of anything you can do in your life to implode the system, make it weaker. That's all. That's just a different mindset. And, you know, I'm sorry we have to be inundated with so much crime. We can't see something to even comedy lets us down now. You know, where's George Carlin when you need him?
I agree. One of the reasons for all the crime shows is to keep up the level of fear. Stay in your home. Don't go out. The criminals are going to get you.
Yes.
And, yeah, crime is rampant. And with all of the refugees coming on in, crime is going up again.
Mm-hmm. I just wish we didn't have to fight fire with fire. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Mike.
Well, you're welcome. I absolutely do not want to see that happen.
I don't want to see this affect us all. You know.
It will affect us all. But,
yeah.
I'm talking about the people who inevitably are going to be killed and crippled in this thing.
Exactly.
Go back and look at some of the photos from those earlier wars about what happens to those people. Like the American Civil War. It's something to be avoided. But, again, I've run out of ideas.
Yeah, well, maybe everyone can look into their own lives personally and see what they can do. And if that's done collectively, maybe that'll make a difference. I don't know. That's all I can suggest. It's very frustrating to hear them wanting to take to the streets, because then they'll bring in the strong arms. And the police are really going to be on our side anyway, because they have families. They don't want their families to be, shut down and people in the streets unsafe for their families. The police aren't going to be the answer, because they're like us. They're just... a lot of them aren't going to have it in them to take on that strong arm. They're going to have to get it from armed forces.
I would caution you and recommend that you look up something called the Stanley Milgram Experiment on Authority, which found that the vast majority of people will cause pain to others, total strangers, if they believe some figure in authority says it's okay. And it's one of the worst features of the human psyche. But it is there, and it explains why large populations will follow a tyrannical ruler into committing all kinds of atrocities. It is a feature of the human mind, and you have to take that into account when you're trying to figure out what's going on. Sherry, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, good. Hey, I'm an agnostic on the subject of aliens, extraterrestrial contact and UFOs and all that. I mean, I believe in UFOs. I've actually seen a few strange things myself, but I've never been convinced that it's extraterrestrial. But you spoke of the cottage industry, and that's why I'm calling. You spoke of the cottage industry that springs up around these things like the Roswell incident and whatnot. You know, there's a lot of people that really believe that. I remember I really got into it. I read a book. I forget the author's name, but it was called Top Secret or something like that back in the early 90s. And the guy was really convincing. He said he worked there at Area 51 and everything. But, William Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse, I only made it about maybe half or maybe two-thirds of the way through that book, because I couldn't get over maybe it's true, but just all these, these craft, these underwater submersible, UFOs and all this different thing. And I'm just thinking, I just don't know about all this, but, there are a lot of people out there that are on the radio. They come on late at night, they're on with, on Coast to Coast and a lot of other programs out there too. I listen to a lot of talk radio over the phone because I don't have internet or TV, but, And these people have elaborate backgrounds. You know, they were the top of their fields. They were you know, classified, top secret, high up in the military and top secret programs and everything. And they swear up and down that the Nazis, were given, the reptilians gave them technology and that they're controlling things up under the flat earth and everything now. And I was just wondering,
all right, okay,
what's
Frank,
your opinion of that?
Well, I'm about to give it to you right now. Let me state my position here very clearly. First of all, I have concluded that the universe is going to be full of life, of all different kinds of chemistries under all sorts of different conditions. The reason Hollywood always likes, or up until the age of computer animation, the reason Hollywood always had space aliens looking like humans is it was the cheapest way to go. As long as you put them in spandex and all of a sudden it's a space alien. That being said, I can't. If you imagine a technology that is advanced enough to travel between stars, then parallel with it, their culture and society has advanced as well. And so, to a culture like that, we are probably as primitive as somebody dancing in the jungle with a bone through their nose. And frankly, I can't think of any reason why such an advanced civilization would even be interested in us. When you're driving down the highway, do you stop and investigate every anthill you pass? No, it just isn't worth it. And space travel, I don't care how advanced your technology is, it's still going to be very expensive to go from world to world to world. And the odds that some space alien is going to land on this planet and be able to walk out of their ship with a t-shirt and slacks on is remote. They will probably find our planet as toxic to them as we would find, for example, the surface of Venus. And so I really don't see why it would happen. Now, that being said, one of the interesting exercises to do is to go and look at the history of Hollywood producing TV series and movies on this theme of flying saucers and extraterrestrial visitors, and then overlay it on the development of the Black Project aircraft, and you will find that they line up, because the government itself put out a lot of this UFO stuff. Project Blue Book wasn't there to investigate UFOs. It was there to sell the idea that this might actually be true, because if you're out there in the deserts of Nevada and you see $1 trillion of taxpayer money whiz overhead, you're then going to run into the nearest bar and say, I just saw a flying saucer in an alien spaceship, and nobody's going to pay attention to you. Certainly not any foreign intelligence agents who are walking around that part of the world. So that was the reason for that. So that people who actually spotted Black Project aircraft in development would assume it was a UFO and be dismissed by the general public.
I agree.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with TJ in Valley Forge. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Big fan calling from Valley Forge. I have a couple quick comments. One was a comment you made about the MOAB last week, but first I want to give you a challenge, and that is ask that you provide me your email, and I'd like to send you some information going back to the 2000-ish time period where the Mars Global Surveyor satellite came out. I am a professional geologist and was looking at the information that was coming from NASA, basically available real-time on that satellite information, and after going through a substantial number of images, I ran into specific areas where I was encountering things that utterly shocked me because it didn't correspond to any known, geological processes whatsoever.
Okay, well, we're almost at the commercial break here, so all you need to do is go to whatreallyhappened.com, and right up at the top, just under where you see my picture, there's a little white menu, and the fourth item over is email WRH, and you can put the stuff in there, and I will take a look at it. And obviously, Mars is of personal interest to me because of my experiences with Viking. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a bit because I do need to get back to the news here. Jeff in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, have you ever read the book The Day After Roswell by Colonel Russell, I guess it was, who stated that he worked in the White House, and his job was to distribute all the technology found on the crashed UFO.
All right, Jeff, okay, mm-hmm. I think I've already said what my position on this is, mm-hmm. and I think with respect, I'm going to just go ahead and drop the call here now. I don't want to get any more phone calls about UFOs and space aliens. We're not that kind of a show. We're here to talk about things that are existing in the real world. By the way, I did remember the name of that balloon project that led to the Roswell incident. It was called Project Mogul. And as I mentioned before, it was a series of these very high-altitude balloons that were carrying these sheets of metal and plastic to trap radioactive particles from the Russian nuclear tests. And it was ultra, ultra top secret. And that's why they came out with, oh, it's the wreck of a UFO, without really thinking it through what it was going to happen from that. All right, so getting on to the economic news. Yesterday we were talking about how there was a run on Home Capital Bank up in Canada. And now the contagion has spread to another Canadian mortgage lender, Equitable Group. And their starting to see a drop in their deposit balances as well. So we may be seeing the beginning of a little bit of an economic panic up there in Canada, which will not stay in Canada, unfortunately. Another article, very troubling, coming out of Goldcorp, is they're saying that London's property bubble is very fragile and could crash. They've been seeing a huge real estate run up there because everybody goes along with this conventional wisdom that real estate represents a safe haven for your wealth. And, of course, that was the conventional wisdom in the United States prior to the 2008 meltdown. Now, the money junkies, they love the bubbles. They ride them up, sell out at the top. Everybody else gets to eat the losses here. Interesting story here out of Zero Hedge. The 30-year Treasury yield has dropped back below 3% due to the declining economic data. And apparently, the actual sales numbers coming out of the first quarter have really missed the mark on estimates, and the estimates were being made in light of the current economic conditions. But they're even worse than the experts were predicting. Now, here's a very alarming story, and it tells us just how much a slave we are to those banks. This story is coming out of Zero Hedge again. 45% of Americans are spending up to half their income repaying credit card debts. And that is a huge amount of money that is being paid out in the interest. Debt is how you are enslaved. That's what it exists for. The money junkies know the actual ink and paper is just fairy tale stuff. There's no intrinsic, inherent value to any of it, or the numbers in the computer. It is that manufactured awareness of indebtedness that makes you their slave. Another article, this out of Government Slaves, the U.S. healthcare sector may be on the verge of a Lehman Brothers-style collapse because of the failure of Obamacare, the inability of people to avail themselves of medical services. They had a huge buildup, all these expensive hospitals and everything, and it may be looking at a major stumble here. Now, people are still screaming about the emergency spending measure. The Ron Paul Institute had an article out there saying bipartisan budget means more spending, and that's exactly what it was. Spending more on all kinds of things except the border wall. And conservatives are very, very angry that apparently they solved the emergency spending bill by making it so big that everyone would vote for what is essentially a bad bill. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the emergency spending bill, which will fund the government up until October 1st. They didn't want to fund the border wall because the Democrats were going to kick up a hissy fit over that. But the new spending bill includes $100 million to counter Russian information operations. In other words, if there is one growth industry in the United States of America, it is lying to the American people. And they call it public relations or countering information operations. But basically, the U.S. government and the corporate media by now must have realized they have lost the trust, confidence, and faith of the American people. And they did it to themselves. I have no sympathy for them. And aware people, most people now realize we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. That's a given. And that's a good starting point for any discussion about anything to do with the corporate media and the U.S. government. You know, they lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And then you walk them back through all the other lies. Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, and so forth and so on. The question isn't when does the government and corporate media lie to us. The question is really when don't they lie to us, which is a very rare occurrence, worthy of its own national holiday. Call it Truth Day, the one day in history we were told the truth by the U.S. government here. Now, a lot of people are looking at Trump's new tax plan, and sadly, it does appear to be another giveaway to the wealthy. They're eliminating the estate tax, which is very good for the wealthiest Americans who can now leave their fortunes to their heirs without paying any penalty. But apparently, analysts are looking at this proposal of eliminating the stepped-up basis on capital gains, which they're saying amounts to a new death tax on the middle class. And again, there is a fundamental reality of economics that nobody seems to be picking up on. And that is, for an economy to perpetuate and operate smoothly, currency has to be flowing at all levels of society into all necessary sectors of investment. There must be some mechanism to recycle the money that has accumulated at the top back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries for working and middle-class people so that they can pay their bills and pay their taxes and go to the shopping malls and buy things, buy new cars. One hallmark of a fascist economic dictatorship is that recycling mechanism doesn't exist, and we don't have one either. The flow of money is always uphill, none of it coming back. And that's why this economy is doomed to have a major collapse somewhere down the road. It's inevitable at this point. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico is about to file the largest public sector bankruptcy in history. And Puerto Rico made a last-ditch offer to avoid a May 1st bankruptcy filing, but failed to negotiate a financial restructuring. They wanted creditors to take a 23% loss on their general obligation bonds and a 42% loss on their COFINA sales tax-backed debt. They were turned down. So Puerto Rico is going to go into bankruptcy. And we're seeing that in a lot of places around the country. Here in the state of Hawaii, there's talk about a default and a bankruptcy because of the loss of tourism and the huge amount of money they have spent on this boondoggle light rail system. Now, another sign of our economic decline is apparently Saudi Aramco, Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil behemoth, has now taken 100% control of the Port Arthur refinery in Texas as of yesterday. They announced the deal last year. Now, Port Arthur is considered the crown jewel of the U.S. refinery system, and it is now owned and operated by Saudi Arabia. Speaking of tourism, a little article came on out in IB Times over in Great Britain. They're calling it the Trump slump. We're hearing that a lot. It's very euphonious. And it's saying that the president's rhetoric and the travel ban are repelling millions of tourists who might be going to the United States. And apparently projections by Pennsylvania U.S.-based Tourism Economics, which is an affiliate of Great Britain's research and analysis outfit Oxford Economics, says the U.S. could see 4.3 million fewer international tourists, equating to a revenue loss of $7.4 billion. Now, I don't think it's fair to lay the blame for the slump in tourism totally on Donald Trump. We know the TSA's abuses of travelers have resulted in a lot of repeat tourists deciding to go someplace else. We used to have some friends in Great Britain would come out to Hawaii every single year until the TSA started. And they said, we're not coming back. We can't relax when we're treated like POWs coming in and going back out. And, of course, we've got this problem, especially up along the Canadian border, where the police forces are seizing cash from innocent tourists coming down from Canada. And that has spread all over Canada. And now Canadians don't want to come here. our tourism industry is in serious trouble. Hawaii is a very tourism-dependent state, and we are feeling that pinch. Now, our state tourism authority likes to talk about how we've got an 80% occupancy rate. What they don't talk about are all the resorts and hotels and B&Bs that have just quit. They're all boarded up, especially along that leeward side. They're ghost towns over there. Now, apparently the factory that produces diamond matches and toothpicks, Cloquet, I think it's pronounced, is going to close. They were acquired as part of a larger purchase by Georgia-based Royal Oak Enterprises, and Royal Oak Enterprises has decided that toothpicks and matches aren't really a strong product, and certainly for the matches, I would say that's definitely true here. So another 85 jobs are going there. Now, I was talking before about the recycling. Decent wages and salaries so people can pour the money back into the economy and keep it going. And we're seeing this article, this is out of Post News D2, how the owner of Z Pizza up in Seattle is saying that she is going to close her business because she can't afford the new higher minimum wage. Now, if you are a business, something you need to keep in mind. Your employees collectively are also your customers collectively. When you have a community where there are businesses, and they all have employees, and they're paying those employees decently, those employees then go on out to the other businesses and spend that money. The more you drive wages and salaries down, the more prices go up, there is no disposable income, and that starts to take businesses down. Now, I understand that minimum wage jobs are not supposed to be a permanent career path, but it is supposed to be the stepping stone for young people who are leaving home to get on out and become independent. And as we keep hearing arguments against a minimum wage increase, we are seeing at the same time more and more young people are just staying at home with their parents. They're not even trying to get on out and get an apartment. And to nobody's surprise, we are now seeing a decline in rents in the 12 hottest U.S. rental markets. There are no people coming on in to rent them, except for the illegal immigrants and the refugees who are getting money from the government. Now, up in Maine, the governor, Paul LePage, is actually suing his own attorney general over Trump's immigration order. And apparently, state's attorney general is seen as having abused her power by joining the legal opposition by early moves by President Trump that LePage's office supported. The governor of the state wants to enforce the immigration laws, the existing immigration laws. There are no new laws. It's just enforce the ones we've got. And his attorney general, in theory, the highest law enforcement official in that state, is opposed, wants the laws ignored. That's a Title VIII violation right there. So the governor is suing her. We'll see how that comes on out. Now, sometimes the confusion at the borders can get a little out of hand and innocent people can be hurt. There was a gentleman from Canberra, and he had a visa to visit in the United States for a limited time, and he was up trying to cross the border from the United States into Canada, and for some reason, Canada denied him entry. And 1 hour after his visa expired, the Australian gentleman was arrested and imprisoned by immigration officials. Where is our common sense? If Canada won't let him in, cut the guy some slack to get to an airport. Then that kind of treatment is another reason tourism is in decline. Nobody wants to come here anymore. Along with that global image of America as a warmongering nation, when Germany started cranking up, big mistake number two, tourism to Germany fell way off. Nobody wanted to go there. They were scared. Now, we're coming up on the French elections as well, the final runoff in another week. And I'm looking at this article at roof.com where the corporate media, prominent leaders from the globalists, they're just trying to find ways to smear Marine Le Pen. She's gaining the polls. Macron's poll numbers are going down. Hers are going up. And they're trying to reverse that, calling her an extremist for her pro-working class views. They're calling her an extremist for not wanting to be part of the European Union. So I'm expecting massive election fraud over there as well. Apparently, even Germany is getting cool on the EU and the euro. Apparently, according to a study done in 2012, the Deutschmark is still in circulation in Germany to the tune of 13 billion Deutschmark. People in Germany are still using the Deutschmark. They haven't switched all the way over to the euro, and I think that's a good thing because if the EU collapses, Germany will feel the shock of the collapse of the euro a lot less. Oh, the euros are worthless. That's okay. I've got Deutschmarks. And it may be why the Deutschmark was never retired, was to allow Germany to circumvent a lot of limitations and problems should they decide to leave the European Union, which more and more ordinary Germans are now in favor of. Now, in an act of desperation bordering on the cusp of madness, the Green Party in Great Britain is campaigning for this summer's general election on a promise that if they win, they will have a second referendum on Brexit. And that will have an option to say, oh, the Brexit deal is terrible. We didn't know what we were getting into. We want to stay in the European Union. Something tells me this Green Party is not going to get a lot of votes. Now, as you know, there was this tragic issue with this University of Texas stabbing incident. It was a black gentleman, and apparently he was part of a group that did reenactment of murdering white people with knives. He and his friends would actually go out and pretend that they were attacking white people. I guess it would stab bags full of sawdust or something. But there's another issue here, and we need to call attention to it. Apparently, this suspect was on Zoloft. Remember what I keep telling you about those prescription antidepressants? They interfere with your impulse control. This guy's been out there with his friends practicing murdering white people. And he's out there high on Zoloft. He sees white people and he says, yeah, let's go for it. No inhibition whatsoever. There's another study out showing that SSRI use increases the risk of an intracranial hemorrhage. They just put this stuff out and it's all dangerous. But I'm sure there's going to be some law firm saying, were you injured by your SSRIs? Did you suffer a stroke? Are you partly paralyzed? Well, call this number right now. You may be entitled to a cash settlement, as if a cash settlement makes it all right, that the rest of your life is going to be very different than what you expected. It's one of the problems with a money junkie society. Everybody comes to think that with enough money, you can buy anything, do anything. Anything that you do will be forgiven, as long as you have enough money. Reminds me of that scene out of A Tale of Two Cities where this very wealthy lord runs over a small child in his carriage and kills the child. And his only response is to fling a gold coin at the parents. Now, as you know, a lot of attention is still being focused on the Boston bombing. Dzhokhar Tsarnaev's lawyers are filing an appeal to basically avoid his death sentence. And they've hit a bit of a roadblock in that federal prosecutors are refusing to give the defense 13 documents they say are secret. Now, This obviously is going to make it very difficult to mount a defense when you don't know what you're defending against. And I'm sure that the powers that be want Dzhokhar Tsarnaev to go away as quickly as possible because he's become another embarrassment to them. Because we all know there is a reasonable doubt. I mean, Dzhokhar's attorney, his defense lawyer, went on in first day in the trial, said, yeah, he did it, but there are exonerating circumstances. Of course they're going to give him the death penalty. But I did post under this article a flashback image that shows the remains of the actual bombs at the Boston Marathon. They were in black backpacks with this square white patch on top. The Tsarnaev brothers were wearing gray backpacks. There was a man in a black jacket and khaki pants who had a black backpack with the white patch on the top before the bombing, and he was photographed after the bombing, did not have the backpack anymore, and he was part of a team, all dressed identically, black jacket, khaki pants. And we don't need to know who he is or where he went. That is your reasonable doubt to convict. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go ahead and reopen the phone lines, 800-313-9443, and I'm going to ask you, no phone calls about space aliens, UFOs, or Roswell, okay? This show deals with the reality of life here on Earth. Now, there have been a couple of tragedies which are probably going to wind up in prosecutions. One of them was over in Utah, and apparently there was a prisoner, and I don't know if this has become a standard form of torture, but this Madison Jensen basically died of dehydration. She was refused water, and she was begging for her life, and now there's a lawsuit, and authorities are declining to release surveillance video that would show Jensen's care during her time in jail. They're saying it's none of your business, but she died of dehydration, and apparently over in Milwaukee, same thing again. A grand jury has recommended criminal charges against seven Milwaukee County Jail staffers in the dehydration death of an inmate who went without water for 7 days. If you go without water for 3 days, you are already in serious, serious, serious trouble. We're becoming a very brutal nation. So, now, I want to talk a little bit about computers. We are still dealing with some problems out here on the island of Oahu, and it's kind of hard to pin down exactly what's going on, but ever since Spectrum took over Time Warner, it's gotten really, really bad. We posted a link to the Spectrum outage map, and calling tech support really does no good. You're going to sit there for 20, 30 minutes on hold, and tech support seems like their agenda is to convince you that this is all your fault. Reboot the cable modem, reboot the router, plug a computer directly in the cable modem, all of which I do before I call tech service, but it just goes on and on. But looking at the Spectrum outage map, it's Spectrum itself all over the country. And remember, they were sued by the state of New York last February for failing to deliver the promised bandwidth. And right now, when I first signed on the computer early this morning, the performance was better, but it's gone downhill, and it is really affecting us. We're only getting about 10% of the bandwidth we're supposed to be getting, and I'm not the only person who's complaining about it right now. Over at the forum for Time Warner Cable, which is still running under that name, there was a whole category of Spectrum is one of the worst cable internet companies. And there's the post I was looking at was almost by way of apology. I used to complain about Time Warner, but oh boy, they were so much better than Spectrum. And they're talking about all the difficulties to try and get a secure, reliable, high-speed connection. We're going to take a break for station identification, more about Spectrum and poor internet service after these few words.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.